Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
It's yours. It's yours, and it will stay with you forever.
When he agreed with me that hard,
it stays with you.
It made me rethink it now.
Nope, it's yours.
It made
from this day forward, never forget that Ron the Show Hughley believes Derek Jeter's a better baseball player than Ken Griffey Jr. Remember that.
I'd pick Jeter. I would if I need him at the plate, but it just made me rethink a little bit. By the way, do you think our man out here, do you think he's aware of the burrito racket that we're running on him?
Yes.
You think he knows that I'm not eating those burritos myself, that I'm giving them to you?
Yes.
Because I come with
the same
line. He
knows where every one of those burritos ends up.
I don't think he knows.
I don't think he does. I don't think he has any idea who Ron is.
I'm like, hey, are these up for grabs? Hey, I don't think he knows.
I would know.
I know you would. You know what? I know what. Hell, I know what. Let me back up then. You know what time it is. Hey, Vern!
Show good morning. Less than 2 weeks away from the Royals' first.
Playing it, struggling. I'm sorry. What?
All team workout down in Surprise, Arizona.
You know, I really enjoy what I'm doing, and I'm excited. I'm enthused. You know, after last year, spending the entire winter in a lounge chair, you know, I'm really excited for the first time to get to Arizona. Yeah. I mean, I really am. I can hardly wait to get there next week.
Sorry, that was Ned Yost, who is really, really excited to get there. Vern, why did you kick off with this? How did we get here? How have we moved? I'm sorry. This is one of the
spring training's coming up. We have Cody Tapp tonight at 6 o'clock. The first edition of Hot Stove Weekly. Man, it's baseball. Let's go.
You are so good.
That's next week.
Is it really?
Yes. I told you to scratch that off the list.
Oh, that's not your. That's not your fault.
That's my bad. Next Thursday.
That could have easily been retyped. At what point did you tell him to scratch it off the list? I believe it could have been retyped.
Regardless, next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
6 o'clock, Cody Tapp, Royals baseball, let's go.
Vern, this is I feel like this is where a lot of people in the city are. And I really do. This is one of the real surprising and damn near shocking things to me that the hunger that this city has, and I believe is a football town, it seems like to me, I'm a little surprised by how quickly it seems like people have gotten over the Chiefs season. I don't know if that's because the Super Bowl hasn't occurred yet, and then after the Super Bowl, it'll really hit people. But to me, I don't know. I felt like it would be a bigger reaction, Vern, from the fan base in the city, and a longer reaction, maybe I should say, for the city. If you told me the Chiefs, who hadn't been to the Super Bowl in 50-plus years, lost at home in overtime, 37-31 losing leads in the game. Like, I would have thought, like, this would have been something where we would, like, it would be almost a forcing of conversation, which is only Chiefs. Like, people would be up in the – and maybe there's the Mahomes hope that has this. I am really surprised, Vern, by the reaction and the response. It seems like it was really only 2-3 days to me of high oh, my God, we're not going to the Super Bowl, and this is the best chance that many of us have ever seen in our lives for the Chiefs to get. It seems like many of you are over it.
Well, you got to see Patrick just back on Sunday in the Pro Bowl. No, I'm not surprised.
That seems like that would have made it tougher to see, God, they're playing in the Pro Bowl.
It's a conversation we had a lot with Therese throughout the course of the final few weeks of the season and then into the postseason. It was never a concern for me that the fans were going to be outraged if this season ended after the first round. Right? They had to beat the Colts or else I think the reaction would have been different. But you exercised those demons. Again, there was a reason why the pressure was higher for the Colts game than it was the Patriots game. The Colts game was getting to the postseason. It was 2014 Royals. Everything else was gravy. Next year is really when the pressure starts.
Do you feel what I'm talking about, though? Do you feel like...
It's what I expected. I expected this city, because of their understandable infatuation with this quarterback, to be... Yeah, it didn't end the way we wanted to, but man, we probably have another 14 attempts at the craps table with 15.
This is like, to me, this is, it's almost as if the wrestler who comes out and gets no reaction. Like, I don't know if there would be anger or sadness. It feels like it's just like nothing. It's just like we've moved on. And I'm like, what are we moving on to? I mean, what? Like, it's not like you're in Boston and you're moving on to the Celtics, who you thought had a chance, or the Red Sox. Like, you know, you're moving on to the Royals, who we hope are going to be good. But we don't, coming into the year, if you're being honest with yourself, even though we're the home of the Royals and we would love it, I don't know that people are thinking they're going to be competitive.
Sure, like competitive, it's the same like thing playoff as the loss in Foxborough in week 6. There's no shame in losing to the New England Patriots. In fact, the way you lost in Foxborough and even the way you lost in that game in the AFC title game, it validates your belief, your excitement for everything this franchise can be. Now that you got rid of Bob Sutton and that defense, now you can turn the corner and become the team that we've all been waiting for.
I can hear you, but we were in here Sunday before the game. It was huge. We were going to do 48 hours of coverage. We were in here. I skipped church and everything. We were in here. Most people, it felt like maybe it was just a confidence of the day, but it seemed like a lot of people had the feeling of, this is a Super Bowl team. We're going to the Super Bowl. And you lost in a gut-wrenching way. And and I'm not saying everybody feels this way, and I'm sure there may be some people. Like, I don't know, maybe there aren't. Maybe I'm missing it. But working in this every day and in this city and talking to people around Kansas City, this is not the reaction that I thought this would be. You would be fired up or still – it'd still be on your mind, but it seems like many have gotten past it and or like, all right, moving on to the next thing.
And because the fact that they were a real Super Bowl contender is still a surprise. It was still a...
That's what you think.
It was still warm to wash over you, the fact that the Chiefs were in it this year and are likely going to be in it for years to come. To look back and be angry that they didn't cash in. Now, in 3-4 years, as we've both pointed out, you may look back and regret not going for it at the deadline, but I think a lot of that is experience that you and I have and the detachment you and I have as well, that we're not caught up in the admiration of Patrick Mahomes as far as love is concerned.
I understand why we don't feel that way. And I'm a Chiefs fan, but like as we've talked about a lot, it's kind of different the way that we view the game now. But, man, I'm sorry, man. You could have told me before the playoffs start, you got to the AFC Championship game with this team and you had multiple leads in the fourth quarter and you lost in overtime the way you did in a gut-wrenching way. And it seems like it's been less than a week. It's been less than a week. Like maybe this person has a point here. 6-2-0, they beat the Colts and fired Bob Sutton to calm it down. That the firing of Bob Sutton, the moves they've made, I don't know. Like I'm just still surprised when this team had a legit chance to get to a place that most of us never seen, and the reaction is just not even mad and anger, not even sadness, just, all right, Deanna Rose, it'll be 60 degrees coming up Sunday.
A quick reminder, again, tonight is not the beginning of Hot Stove Weekly. That begins next Thursday, 6 o'clock, right here on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
But tonight we do have the Bruce Weber Show.
Hell yeah.
K-State, and I'll be dadgum if Julian Carroll and Chris Udocero won't be following them up, staying real aggressive all the way through.
Got to.
I saw this story yesterday, Vern, if I can transition here real quick. I saw this story yesterday that some lady was trying to argue down Chris Archer at a CVS, swearing up and down, "You are Patrick Mahomes." I saw Arrowhead Pride put this out. "You are Patrick Mahomes. I know you're Patrick Mahomes." And argue with them. Chris Archer repeatedly told her, "No, I'm not Patrick Mahomes. I'm Chris Archer." Especially if this thing happened in the state of Florida, or as Vern says, Florida. Never heard you say it that way, but I just figure you do. If I were Chris Archer, I'd be a little hot. I'm too damn famous for you to argue me down and confuse me with Patrick Mahomes. Who's too famous? If it's in Florida,
Chris Archer.
If I'm Chris Archer. All right. Now, many of you may not know what he looks like, but if I'm Chris Archer and you're trying to argue me down in a CVS, if we were in a Walgreens, that'd be different. But if we're at a CVS, you're trying to argue me down that I'm not Patrick. I'm too damn famous for that. If I'm him, I'd be hot.
Well, then that's a poor reflection of yourself as whatever. Chris Archer. Hey, Chris Archer, take a look around. No one knows who you are, and you haven't been good lately.
Especially in Florida. Serta knows who he is.
People in Florida don't care.
Like for me, right now.
That's why everyone wants that team out of Florida.
For me, right now, I feel like now that we are now ranked 22nd in the country.
In a top 20 list.
In mid-market, midday shows across the country, 22nd.
It's like the third straight day you've brought this up in our first segment.
I feel like.
People think we're a joke.
Vern, I feel like I'm too famous to be confused with Therese Paylor anymore. I take that personal, the way that I think Chris Archer should take it personal.
Well, then you're both idiots. Jay Binkley's on tonight at 6. He wants me to let you know.
I
have no self-awareness.
I have got to a point. Now, I could be confused with Brian Busby, and I can accept it. But Therese Paylor, we are 22nd nationally. I've gotten to a point.
Dial it back real quick. You're telling me
I've got to a point
you'd
be where I
can't okay be with being confused with a man that is 15 to 20 years older than you,
listen,
rather than someone that is the exact same age.
He's much more. There's a difference in famousness. I can accept Brian. Therese,
you're third on the list.
I've reached a point where I won't accept being confused with him anymore. I've gotten that famous. Not a high amount of famous. I'll draw the line right there. Like that one time when I think my wife confused me on Twitter with Therese Paylor in a picture. No longer should that happen. You know how hard that was to deal with?
I couldn't imagine that.
My wife said.
Your wife?
I thought that was you, Ron. You know how hard that was for me to deal with? No more. I'm much more famous than that. I shouldn't be confused.
So do you even really feel strongly about Chris Archer? Was this just a way for you to move past that incident?
I do feel strongly about that. If I'm Chris Archer, hell yeah. Someone said, any chance Serta knows who Chris Archer is?
I knew exactly who Chris Archer was.
Chris Archer, Serta knows who he
is. Who is he?
But he's a pitcher. I have no idea who he plays for.
Fair. We've already discussed
I just it. Knew that he was a pitcher. It was kind of an accident that I knew who he was. I didn't know why I knew who he was, but
you know
I was aware of who Chris Archer was.
Huh?
Do you know who he plays
for?
Yeah,
the Denver Nuggets. Coming up, I really believe Vern is going to cut it loose, folks. He's going to let it all hang out. And I'm just going to get out the way. Don't text in Ron Busby Hughley. I swear before God, I'll come after you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.